Hi, this is William Simmons, and you're listening to Medicare Stress Relief, my podcast based on my book of the same title. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the different types of agents that are out there that work with people making Medicare decisions. Now, the first agent, the first category, so to speak, are what we call local brokers. And a local broker is a licensed insurance agent who usually, you know, works with people on a local level. A lot of brokers will, some have offices, some just meet with people in their homes. But they are helping people primarily on a face-to-face level, although most of the brokers now, due to COVID, can, you know, work with people over the phone as well. And the local broker, essentially, they're not employed by any of the insurance companies, but they represent multiple companies. Now, the second category would be what we call a career agent. And a career agent is an agent that is employed by a particular insurance company. For example, the agent may work for Blue Cross or Blue Shield or Humana or Aetna, one of the larger insurance companies. And therefore, since they work for that company, the only plans that they represent are the plans provided by that company, which, you know, has positive aspects and negative aspects. You know, positive, they should know their plans very well and know the benefits. For the consumer, as a negative, is that that's the only plan they represent. That's the only company they represent, which is kind of a poll since multiple companies. Now, there are some local agents who are not captive or who are not career agents, but they are considered captive agents. And a captive agent, in some sense, works in a similar way to a career agent. They are captive to particular companies for particular products, usually the Medicare Advantage plan. So there could be a local broker who is captive to a particular company for a Medicare Advantage plan. And all back for the consumer on that is that they just represent that one company. So like a career agent, a local captive agent represents one company, and therefore that's the offering they have for a particular product. Now, we get into the next category, which are kind of call center agents or telesales agents. Usually the call center or telesales agents are brokers, meaning they represent multiple companies. They're usually licensed in multiple states, and, you know, they work over the phone. And so they can enroll people in a lot of different plans. I am not a fan of telesales agents. Whether they are working for large marketing organizations or whether they're an independent broker that just do telesales, primarily because, you know, they are just looking things up. You know, they don't, especially when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans, and this is more along the lines for the Advantage plans, when they don't really know how the plans work locally with the doctors and facilities and things of that nature, there is no way they can advise you to the level that a local broker can. They do not understand how things function in that community. They can look up your doctors. They can look up your medicines and tell you what plans are available, and they can enroll you in plans. But they are not going to give you a personal knowledge of the plans the way that a local broker would or a local agent. And those are the primary agents who help people with Medicare. You've got your local broker. It represents multiple companies. They are not employed by the insurance companies, although they're stated when they enroll people. Then you have the career agents that work for specific companies. Next, you have the captive agents who are not employed by the company, but they've agreed to represent a company for a specific product. And therefore, they're just representing one company similar to a career agent. And then you have your telesales. And some telesales work for larger selling or marketing organizations. Other telesales work for themselves independently. My recommendation primarily is the local broker. And I'm going to get into that more in the next episode. But this is to give you an idea of who all is out there trying to get your attention and help you with Medicare. And on the next episode, we're going to talk about who I recommend primarily and why and how you locate those folks. So thank you for listening. This is William Simmons with Medicare Stress Relief. Have a great day.